My name is Kevin Cahill. I'm a journalist, and I was a special advisor in the House of Lords for 8 years on surveillance and supercomputers. I write books on land as well.
So what were you doing in your House of Lords job?
I was investigating the criminal mass surveillance of the United Kingdom. They were interested because the surveillance was in the House of Lords and in the House of Commons.
If you've got MPs under surveillance, if you've got judges under surveillance, if you've got journalists under surveillance, if you've got military personnel under surveillance, yes, it can completely compromise anybody's ability to, to operate as a democracy, really.
Well, the situation in the House of Lords was outrageous. The contractor for computer systems in the Parliament, in our Parliament, was lodged with Microsoft. Microsoft is a criminal corporation engaged in criminal mass surveillance inside our Parliament. And I think loads of people knew that. It took me a long time to find out what was happening. But that's what Microsoft were doing in the Parliament building.
I was chatting with people at GCHQ who were saying that they had these Huawei Chinese internal communication systems, which doesn't sound very secure.
No, that's rot, complete rubbish. And arguments about what the Chinese are doing or not doing are overwhelmed by what our ally is doing. The United States, on the surface, I'll make that clear in a second, is engaged in criminal and unlawful mass surveillance on our parliament. And the party leading the criminal surveillance is Microsoft.
So in what way is it criminal? In what way is it unlawful?
Okay. On the 11th of July this year, the Official Secrets Act was amended, and we brought in a new National Security Bill, National Security Act. In both of those acts, it is a criminal offence in the United Kingdom to act on behalf of a foreign espionage agency that you haven't declared yourself to be acting for. Now, in the case of Microsoft, it's quite extraordinary. In 2018 and 2019, Parliament itself, a select committee, published sworn evidence in the parliamentary record identifying Microsoft as a criminal corporation and saying what it was doing, engaged in espionage inside the parliament building.
Well, surely, surely if the police get a report of a crime like that, then they will investigate and act on it.
Aha, don't make me laugh. This crime, originally, it was not in a sphere of form as it now is, was reported to the Devon and Cornwall police in 2014. They refused to do anything. I then went to the High Court, and the High Court agreed that there was a problem, and the High Court invited the Devon and Cornwall police to investigate, and the Devon and Cornwall police refused. That's called contempt of the High Court. Well, yeah. But the fact that nobody did. But I'll take you forward. There was a policeman in our house quite recently, and this is 8 years later, remember? And he couldn't produce a crime number. 8 years, no crime number, no investigation, nothing. And in the meantime, and this is, although I personally think because I worked in the in our parliament, this is even more serious. Last October, a coroner in North London, and it was seriously tragic, imposed on Facebook a judgment, a judicial judgment called a Regulation 28 Prevention of Death Notice. Now that means that a judge, a coroner judge, put the finger on Facebook for killing a child. The child who died was called Molly Rose Russell, and she was 14 years old. And Facebook who had already been identified in the parliamentary report as a criminal corporation, the coroner then implicated Facebook formally as a judgment in the death of the child. The regulator, the person who's supposed to regulate Facebook and Microsoft, the information commissioner, said he'd investigate. He hasn't.
So the death how are Facebook implicated in this child's death then?
That's the coroner issued a judgment. It's called a prevention of future deaths notice. He issued this judgment on Facebook.
Well, but we need to know a little bit about.
Facebook didn't tell the coroner and didn't disclose in court that it had a secret file on the poor child, which it analyzed for her vulnerabilities and then manipulated her. The Facebook did not disclose that file in the court. That's called perverting the course of justice. And the regulator has done absolutely nothing. The regulator was told by me and others last October that he had to investigate, not a bit of it, wipe the child off the books. But that's what Facebook did. They manipulated the child, having stolen her data in the United Kingdom. They manipulated her here and killed her. Or let's say, let me modify that, and were involved in her death, according to the coroner. That's how it happened. And the dangers, the argument I'm having with the Devon and Cornwall police is that this stealing of data, moving it out of the country, and then coming back and maneuvering the victims, it affects 34 million people in the country, according to the parliamentary evidence.
So what stage is this at? I mean, I know you've had difficulty getting the police to even take it seriously, even though on paper it's all criminal. How have you managed to keep them actually investigating it? Because they don't seem to really want to.
I think you and I should share the question. Why are the police refusing to act in the face of the High Court invitation? The High Court put its finger right on the issue. It said that the companies to be investigated were the nine that Parliament also said were criminal corporations. And I don't know why the police aren't going back.
Well, I'll tell you why. That's because these massive corporations are far more wealthy. I mean, if they're multinationals, they are above the law in this country, and they're not really subject to the law.
That is putting it mildly. I, as you know, worked in Parliament on and off for 35 years, and the first person I worked for was a former MI6 officer, Paddy Ashdown. It's hard to get closer to what's going on than to be in that position. I was in that position for 4 years. But at no time did I understand or know that our ally had overwhelmed the country with this criminal surveillance. But Parliament published the evidence, and Parliament said, these are criminal corporations, and this is what they're doing.
I mean, isn't all this really just part of being part of the American empire? These corporations are America.
No, it's more finesse than that, and it's worth telling you what the finesse is. You and I are talking, and if you feel I'm outraged, I bloody am, about what's happening. But the first people who were made victims of the mass surveillance were the American public. The corporations that are out of control and the espionage agency that has been hijacked by them are Microsoft, Facebook, Apple, Google. They have actually overwhelmed the American system. They imposed this mass surveillance in America after 9/11, and when they found they could get away with it, they came here too.
Okay, so what's the role of the National Security Agency and GCHQ then?
Okay. The role of the... Officially, the National Security Agency is the lead in this criminal mass surveillance. It was imposed in the United Kingdom and throughout Europe and the NATO states in September 2007. That's in the parliamentary evidence. But it's necessary to understand that the National Security Agency was overwhelmed by Microsoft and led by the nose. And the driving force in the mass surveillance is Microsoft, but it's operating under cover of the National Security Agency. So that's how that's working.
Okay, well, so what's the latest on all this then?
Well, the latest is the Devon and Cornwall police, after 8 years, are still considering whether they will make an investigation and agree to do what the High Court asked them to do. But it's 8 years late. And in the meantime, every child in Devon and Cornwall on the internet is at risk.
So what was that last conversation between you and the police like then?
Stupid. I mean, you and I are not stupid, you know, we're normal people and we're graduates. And this is, let me not be too unfair, this is a police force that is playing hooky with the law in contempt of the High Court and with placing all the children in Devon and Cornwall at risk. They are the children of Devon and Cornwall, there's about 40,000 affected, are at the same risk that killed Molly Rose Russell. And the conversations are, the only word to use is totally stupid. I mean, what else can you say?
I mean, it sounds to me as if they've sent somebody along just to sort of tick a few boxes, but they've got no intention of actually doing any real police work. In fact, there's lots of forces around the country that are acting in exactly the same manner, that they're actually facilitating organised crime by even failing to respond when the public contacts them.